This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Next, we'll take a look at what you've been saying about some of our recent stories. Our series, Love to Death, examined Colorado's growing tourism and the impact all those people have on the state's wild spaces. We aired the series as a special last week, and now we turn to your comments. Joining me is KUNC News Director Michael DeJoanna. He's been sifting through the many responses with our newsroom and joins me now. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Erin.
Okay, so let's take a look at what some of our listeners posted online. What have people been saying about the series?
Well, overall, people said our stories on the overcrowding, thoughtless damage, and even fights at places like Conundrum Hot Springs and Rocky Mountain National Park highlighted really important issues. The rangers in those places are tasked with protecting the lands, and as our reporters found out in their interviews, that's not easy work.
Right. We caught up with Rocky Mountain National Park spokeswoman Kyle Patterson about that. You might remember she was interviewed in part three of this series. Here's what she had to say.
We are seeing a huge increase in our visitation, and a lot of that has nothing to do with the Park Service's centennial, Rocky Mountain National Park centennial. It has to do with a large growing population along the Front Range of Colorado, and that we are an easy drive, easy to get to.
Definitely an issue, but one comment at KUNC.org wondered if there isn't more to it. EC wrote to us, is it really a matter of too many people, or is it that some of those people have no awareness of their impact? Advertising, which is done well, could be an avenue to begin the education of people on the issues of their impacts.
Right. And so there seems to be room for a campaign like that.
Well, yeah. I remember long ago, maybe you do, Erin, Woodsy the Owl.
Oh, yes.
The Forest Service cartoon owl with a Robin Hood hat.
I'm Woodsy the Owl, and I'm here to tell you about a dirty word, pollution.
Help Woodsy spread the word. Never be a dirty bird.
Oh, yeah, that brings me back.
Yeah, well, some of our listeners are basically craving that give a hoot, don't pollute message now.
Well, other listeners shared stories about their own personal experiences in the outdoors.
Oh, yeah. Audrey Wheeler tweeted us a photo from the top of a 14er that was packed with, in her words, well-meaning outdoors enthusiasts. And what struck me is that it's come to the point that even our remote mountains are crowded.
Right. And certainly that is a problem with Rocky Mountain National Park. Some of our listeners said online, when they want to go, they take a day off and they go up on a weekday to avoid the crowds. It turns out that's the best time to go.
Exactly.
Some other comments we received blamed pot tourism for the big crowds. Some felt it was a few bad apples that are ruining the wild places for everyone else. As we heard during the series, too, there could be restrictions on visitation in some forests and public lands. Permits could be required in some places to curb the number of people in any place on any given day, like Conundrum Hot Springs.
Right. And many were okay with that idea. But permits do rob us of our spontaneity, and some folks feel the permits make places less accessible. If you have a computer, it's relatively easy to book a campsite, but not everyone has one. And then there's the money. Add in the travel, the equipment, kids, you know, all that. Some listeners say our wild places are already too expensive to visit. And they point out that those places are supposed to be accessible to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can see that because Colorado's outdoors, definitely a magical experience. We did have people point out that the national parks are doing a great job of making them more accessible to more people, managing the crowds in the best way that they can. And that's really the mandate of the national parks.
Exactly.
Well, I know we'll be staying on this story in the months to come.
We definitely will.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
And for more in our series, Love to Death, just head to KUNC.org, where you can see all kinds of photos and listener comments. The conversation continues on our Facebook page and on Twitter. Just use the hashtag Love to Death.
In the city or in the woods, help keep America.